It's University of Oklahoma night in Arlington, Texas, as the Rangers play host to the Rays. We'll pick things up in the third as Corey Dickerson channels a future Hall of Famer.
2-2, and he goes down, scoops this one over third, down the left field line, and that one just stays fair.
I don't think he even knew where that ball was.
Well, he has a double.
That is a crazy hit right there.
When you thought the Indians just might run away with it, not the case. This ball lifted high in the air, deep left field. Rua goes back, but will only watch as that one ends up in the seats. A two-run homer for Steven Souza. And the Rays have the lead for the first time tonight.
The Rangers, unfortunately, have caught the Rays when they are hot.
It's swing hard. You might run into one. This one's hard here, lines it out towards center to Shields, racing to his left, and he has to lay himself out to haul it in. Well, good recovery by Delino DeShields. One strike pitch, and Andrews swings, hits this one well. Deep to left field, carrying to the wall, and it is out of here! Andrews has tied it up in the seventh. Elvis's seventh homer of the year. It counts for three runs, and it's a 5-5 game. Andrews has driven in three runs. He has scored two, and he hits his ball sharply on the ground into left field. That's a base hit. Rua is in. Here comes Hoying. The throw's late. Two more runs score. Andrews goes to second, and it's a 4-1 Rangers lead. Finally pops it up. Playable near first base. Gallo is there, and this one is over. Rangers come storming back tonight. And they beat the Rays 9-5. A career-high 5 RBIs for Elvis Andrews. And they have split the first two games of this series.
The Rangers have now won 2 of 3 on the heels of a 5-game losing streak. And Jeff Banister sees his club improve to 26-27.
Elvis has been a big hitter for us pretty much all year long. One of the more consistent hitters. And he's, again, one of those emotional leaders on the field for us. And big night, just exactly what you're talking about. This is a guy, there's no quit, no give in. Other players feed off of that. So huge night, not only at the plate, but in the dugout as well. The things that we've gone through, some of the way that we've lost some games, situations where we're trying to grind and work our way back into this thing, and situations to where this is a these guys play with emotion and passion, and look, they're willing to go out and lay it all on the line every single night, and that's how they play. That's why I love this group so much, and it's been great to be around them and be part of it and manage them. And they run the gamut as far as how they compete every single night. Look, that's what keeps us in games. That's how it keeps us going. It's when we're down why we can continue to fight. I'm happy with that.
Elvis Andrews has a career night that brings his season average up to .288. Here's the Rangers shortstop.
Feeling really good. I think that playing at home this year means a lot for me. So I feel it that way. And every time I'm playing at home, especially, with these fans, it's just, it made me go out there and trying to be better. I think that's what we need to do as a team. I hate to talk about excuses or who's doing bad or who doesn't. We're a team, and we're going to win as a team. We're going to lose as a team. And that's what we can do as a team. When somebody's not doing good, the other side taking care of. So really glad of the whole team pretty much. Don't give it up. And just, play hard every single inning.
Texas will go for the series win on Wednesday night when Austin Bibbins-Dirks makes his first major league start.